What's your name?
Oh, my name is Enter Hansen.
And Anders, I know that you're... there's two things I wanted to talk to you about. One is the fact that you are going to Russia. And I wanted to, if you could, talk a little bit about that trip that you're planning and your ideas behind it.
Your idea behind it is to get away from civilization in Europe. Because a part of Russia is geographically inside the piece of land which is called Europe, whole Europe. But it's a forgotten corner of Europe. Because first of all, maybe many people don't realize that it's Europe, and nobody goes there at all. When people go to Russia, they go to Moscow or St. Petersburg.
And where are you going?
Oh, I go on the highway. I go on the places between the big cities. It's between the city of St. Petersburg and the city of Murmansk. That's north. I want to cross the Polar Line.
Where is the Polar Line?
Polar Line is up north in on the road. Close to, not quite, but somewhere south of Murmansk. That's a polar line. The polar line goes from, you know, all over.
Do you know what latitude that is?
Hmm?
Do you know what latitude that is? The latitude?
Latitude? No, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the latitude.
Do you have heat in your car?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So don't feel anxious, you know. I am looking forward to enjoy stormy, dark nights inside my cozy Volvo in the ex-Soviet zone. I will be like a motorized stalker, you know. pretty lonely Westerner inside this East zone. You know.
I thought you were going to go with some people.
Yeah, yeah, but we are. We will be a little...
We'll all be lonely together?
Yes. Yes. Yes, because when we are lonely together, yeah, which keep us more together as a family, you know, as a common fight against this lonely emptiness of the ex-socialist world, you know. It will be like in a time pocket. To be inside Russia, you sometimes meet sceneries which might make you think that you are back in the 50s or something like that. Very old-fashioned, very tacky, very
racket. How old were you in 1950?
I wasn't born at that time.
Oh, okay.
60s, yeah. The 60s. Your car is from the 60s.
Okay. So who are you going with?
Flot. Some people who are some kind of enthusiastic about making a future career in making film.
Are they young people?
Yeah. I'm not so young, but I'm in the state. But we have this in common that we are wannabe filmmakers.
Oh, you want to be a filmmaker too?
Yeah, I would like to. Maybe. It's not so... it's not that serious. But on the other hand, if you go out on a travel and you have some great experience, it's nice to be able to share it with your friends back home. And film is a very powerful sharing presentation. So I think it's worth trying if this could work out.
Okay.
But it's not, of course, when I say film, it means road movie. You just film what you see. You don't make setups like...
Right.
You don't use actors, you just film. It's documentary film. Documentary road movie style.
Okay.
Film.
But is it going to be about you? Or landscape?
Yes.
Or
no, about
people?
Me and my... intruding in a strange country, which I kind of like.
Intruding?
Yeah, invading.
Invading.
Invading a strange country and leaving this civilization which we are so used to.
You've been to Russia before, though.
Yeah.
With your military car.
Yeah.
How many times?
Only once in the military car. I've been other time in Russia. I've been a classical trip with the Trans-Siberian Railway. But you can't you can't stop if you see something fancy on your route in the train. And you are sleeping when you are passing. 50% of your travel, you are principally sleeping, or at the lavatory, or wherever. So you can't. Yes, I mean, theoretically, you should take this trip twice at least to get your day shift at night time or opposite. Like,
yeah.
It's logic, but many people don't think about it. So I think it's interesting to talk about it at least.
So you've been Trans-Siberian once?
Yeah.
And
I have also been traveling in a bus in Russia.
Yeah.
In a bus. But then when you are like 10 people in a bus, you have 10 different opinions about where to stop and where to go and when to continue again.
Well, how many people are you traveling with this time?
Like four people.
Does that mean four opinions?
Yeah, it's lesser. It's lesser than 10. Yeah. It's more family-like, you know.
So, are you, how long will you be gone for?
Oh, 1 month. 1 month.
Oh, just 1 month. How long will it take you to drive there from here?
I don't know. It will take all time. We will just be driving.
Yeah.
And stopping. And have a beer or tea or vodka at a Russian truck stop cafe and enjoying the atmosphere.
Excellent.
Feel like alternative truckers. And first of all, feel like travelers, not feeling like tourists. You feel like travelers. And we will be very dressed down and we'll be very driving. It's very much in this very old looking ex-army van, which doesn't make the Russian envy. They make the Russian think, oh, it's like, it's a strange car, but it looks like our car. So they are from the Baltics or from somewhere. Yeah, all right.
So you'll be traveling invaders.
Hmm?
Yeah. Are you all Danish that are going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you speak any Russian?
Not much. A little. But, I expect to improve my Russian during this trip. Because when I'm there, I'm enthusiastic trying to.
Yeah.
And the Russians like that. So... all things work for that we should do our best in Russia. So,
excellent. Is that it?
And you know, and also like in some way, if you think about this fact that Russia is like being a place which looks like in old days. You can compare this trip to like a virtual, super virtual computer game. Because you have a computer game, everything is dark and there's fire and it's a strange world and you have to decide go here and go there. And you have to do this in Russia because there's not much service. There's not that many road signs. You have to know pretty much about where to go or you have to ask your way in Russian. Well, this phrase I can do. But still, you have to really think and decide for yourself. And there's no way about complaining about the travel to a company because we are the company. We are making the travel. We are self-responsible for the quality of this trip. And the plan is to travel so slowly that there will be time to adjust this travel all the time. If there's something is not so wrong, we do it in a better way next day. It's like a Sputnik, you know, always adjusting his course to the distant planet somewhere in the far into space. And in some way, you know, we will be in some way like in in a strange space in there. Because there'll be no other tourists. There might be some Russian tourists, but Russian business traveler.
I guess my last question is, what is the landscape like? Can you describe it?
Up there, it will be like Finland. A lot of forest, birds, forest, and lakes. It's Karelia is neighbor to Finland. So it will be a lot like Finland, but much cheaper in prices, and no Western commercials, and not so much neon light.
Uh-huh.
It'll be much more authentic.
Anything else you want to say?
It would be very anti-American, very... No, maybe not, but it's like a... Maybe also it'll be some it'll be a trip, like a dark desert highway or dark forest highway, you know.
The end?
I don't know, we haven't been there yet. Oh, sorry.